It's Wednesday, January 10th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Unconsented investor contact by Carta sparks trust issues in the startup community. CES 2024 highlights shift in the AR and VR terminology and some industrial applications. And HPE is set to acquire Juniper Networks in a $14 billion AI-focused expansion. This is the Business of Tech. Carta, a cap table management outfit, is facing accusations of unethical tactics by a prominent startup. The startup's CEO claims that Carta misused sensitive information by contacting investors without consent and attempting to sell shares without authorization. Let's quote from Yahoo Finance. Finnish CEO Kari Saarinen posted on LinkedIn that he had received surprising news about Linear, the project management software company he co-founded 4 years ago that raised $35 million in funding this fall. Linear is a Carta customer, and according to the CEO, earlier on Friday, without his consent or knowledge, a representative from Carta reached out to an angel investor in Linear, telling the individual that Carta had a firm buy order from an interested party at a specific price, though this buyer might be willing to flex higher, said the Carta employee in an email. As it turns out, Linear is perfectly happy with its current shareholders, and that angel investor is related to Saarinen, so immediately alerted him to the email outreach. Feeling betrayed by Carta, Saarinen took to LinkedIn and blasted the company. End quote. The incident has raised questions about Carta's operations and trustworthiness, with other customers sharing similar experiences. Carta's CEO apologized and stated that the employee violated internal procedures. Carta initially paused secondary trading and later announced the shutdown of that business altogether. Carta's annual recurring revenue is $373 million, with only $3 million coming from secondary sales, and its growth has been promising even without the secondary markets business. Why do we care? Interestingly, I saw this and didn't initially care until several MSP vendors made me aware that I should care. So let's dig into why. Lots of technology companies use Carta. The company claims 40,000 companies. For IT services companies and startups, the situation underscores the importance of transparent and ethical handling of sensitive data. Trust is a critical component in client relationships, particularly in sectors dealing with financial and investment data. The incident with Carta serves as a tale of caution for companies in IT services about the long-term consequences of ethical lapses and the importance of robust internal protocols to safeguard your client data. Tactically, reassess your data privacy policies, implement stringent internal protocols for customer interactions and data handling, build trust with transparency, conduct regular training on compliance, and talk to customers about concerns. Then offer all of this as a service. And be aware that your vendors may be doing that themselves right now. With many leveraging Carta for financing, they may be a little off balance due to this breach of trust. I plan to look at the Consumer Electronics Show in more detail after the show closes later this week. Yet it's apparent that one trend is already bubbling to the surface: AR and VR. Although Apple doesn't want to call it that. Apple is imposing strict requirements on how developers describe their Vision Pro apps, prohibiting using acronyms like AR, VR, MR, and XR. Instead, apps should be referred to as spatial computing. This is despite Apple using the term AR for iPhone and iPad experiences built with ARKit. It's unclear how strongly Apple will enforce these rules and whether they apply to existing titles. And they aren't going to be the only game in town. Sony has unveiled a high-end XR headset at CES that rivals the Apple Vision Pro in capabilities and design. The Sony Simmons headset features 4K OLED microdisplays, the Qualcomm XR2 Plus Gen 2 chipset, wearable controllers, and a sleek design. While aimed at professionals, engineers, product designers, and industrial use, The headset's flip-up facial interface and wearable controllers are features that Apple could learn from. Asus has introduced the Air Vision M1, a wearable display that can generate multiple virtual screens for multitasking. It features an FHD micro OLED display, adjustable aspect ratios, and built-in noise-canceling microphones and speakers. To function, the device must be connected to a PC or phone via USB-C. Pricing and availability details have yet to be disclosed. Xreal has introduced the Air 2 Ultra AR glasses, which are priced at $699. These glasses offer full positional tracking and dual 3D cameras for hand tracking, allowing developers to create immersive AR apps. The Air 2 Ultra is primarily aimed at developers, but will be available for purchase through Xreal's website and will ship to several countries. This isn't their first. Xreal's announcement comes after shipping 350,000 pairs of AR glasses and expanding the availability of the Air 2 in 2024. Why do we care? Apple is carving out a lane to be different, and an acronym-free lane is savvy. I'm noting the industrial use cases of some of these products, as well as the focus on providing additional workspace. There's enough activity in the spatial computing space to take note. I'm keeping a skeptical eye and will note that some of the designs are a lot less industrial or off-putting. Let's see how adoption plays out. And let's note this one. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has announced its intention to acquire Juniper Networks in a $14 billion deal to double the size of its networking business. The acquisition is expected to contribute to over half of HPE's annual operating income and capitalize on the growing market for AI products. While there is potential for overlap with existing product divisions, HPE's CEO sees this as an opportunity to bridge the AI-native and cloud-native worlds and generate significant shareholder value. Why do we care? HPE is a cloud services provider, and Juniper has AI capabilities. You can generally assume that acquisitions right now are because of AI. That's our key insight. Vendors will be building or buying AI capabilities.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Thanks for listening. Today is Houseplant Appreciation Day. I appreciate it. I haven't managed to kill all of mine. Thanks to listener Austin, who caught my mistake in the editing of the past two episodes. I'm learning a new backend for our ad placement software, and I made a mistake there, cutting off a couple of words of my news. I should have it right from now on, and I appreciate your flexibility. We do have to pay the bills around here. Got a comment, question, thought on a story? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. And I do love the feedback. Thanks again, Austin. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.